will give us the dirty diesel story.
Oh, the dirty diesel story. It's a pretty long way. He's a late 2-year-old. And I didn't know whether he was going to make it or not, Peter, as a 2-year-old, but he was running with a couple of mares. Two mares alongside him here, actually. Ruby's Life and Hilda Ross, his sister. But I got kicked about 3 months ago and we had to start all over again.
Which one kicked him?
His sister, and got infected on him, and so it put us back a little bit. But he has made it as a 2-year-old with one run racing. I mean, you'll go back anyway, out to the paddock now and give him a spell.
So he's done the job, one start, one win, and tip him out in a good frame of mind.
Yeah, in a good frame of mind, and the spring coming on, plenty of growing to do. And I'll take a lot of advice from Rowan Hadley, who's been around horses a long time, as you know, Peter, and he's a very good horseman, in my opinion. And fellas like Grant Hodges have been around Grant and them a lot, and they don't race the guts out of young horses. So, yeah, I'll tip him out in the paddock for the spring and bring him back later on and see how he looks.
Well, you educated him well. You took him to the trials. He had a couple of wins at trials?
A couple of wins. He had one win and 2 seconds, but the 2 seconds that he got were very good. He finished on well. His last trial was second to Leonardo Lombo, so which is not a bad indication where the horse is at. So,
okay. Yeah. Now you bred him?
Yes. Myself and Rodney Gould and we bred him out of my mare.
Hilda Ross?
Out of Hilda Ross, yeah. Yeah, which is a southern breed. Yeah, from the Lynn Webberley. The Ross family. So,
all right, well, he's going to go out for a nice well-earned spell. Has he been up for a while, has he?
No, not at all, Pete. No? Not at all. No, he hasn't been up for a while. Only just these 3 trials and he's won race, okay. and give him a spell.
Lovely stuff. Yeah. Let's hope he comes back as a nice 3-year-old.
I hope that he does. Yeah.
Well,
thanks, Pete.